Welcome to Today in Music, a daily podcast by the Mansfield High School Music Appreciation Class, which looks back in history to find today's notable events in music. Today is Tuesday, August 29th, and I'm your host, Scott Faust. Here's what happened today in music. On August 29th of 1970, Edwin Starr started his three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart for his hit, War. Today in 1987, the song La Bamba by Los Lobos topped the charts and stayed there for 3 weeks. This song was taken from the film about the life of Ritchie Valens. On this day in 1966, the Beatles played their final live concert at San Francisco's Candlestick Park. The last song played was a version of Little Richard's Long Tall Sally. On August 29th, 1991 at 7 p.m., DJ Kurt St. Thomas from radio station WFNX in Boston gave Nirvana's album Nevermind its world premiere by playing the album from start to finish. August 29th, 2003. The winners at this year's MTV Video Music Awards held in New York included Missy Elliott for Video of the Year on Work It. Viewer's Choice Award, Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous by Good Charlotte. Rap video went to 50 Cent for In the Club. Pop video, Justin Timberlake for Cry Me a River. And in the gossip column, Madonna stunned a packed Radio City Hall audience by passionately kissing Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera during a racy version of Like a Virgin. Birthday wishes today go out to Charlie Bird Parker, a jazz saxophonist born in 1920. Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5, and also popular solo artist, was born on this day in 1958. And now for some music trivia. Can you remember the name of this Mambo No. 5 artist who went to the top of the UK singles chart on this day in 1999? If you guessed Lou Vega, you got it. We would like to thank Billboard Records, Data Dragon, and thisdayinmusic.com for the information from today's podcast. Again, this is Scott Faust reporting for the MHS Music Appreciation Class, and thanks for listening to Today in Music.